For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. President Donald Trump's administration has been in power for a year now. State of Trump is our series discussing what's changed in the state and what might be ahead. Today, I talk with Phil Gannett, president of the Illinois Coal Association, about the coal industry in the state.
In the last year, we've seen our coal production increase modestly, about 10%, and that's after a decline of about 25% over the prior 2 years. The changes made by the Trump administration by either revoking, repealing, or rolling back some of the changes or the regulations that were promulgated under the Obama administration have kind of stabilized the coal industry going forward. And I know the term had been used quite a bit that Trump was going to bring back coal. Unfortunately, that's just not going to happen. The major piece of legislation or regulation that he has stopped is the Clean Power Plan. And what that's going to do is, going forward, it's going to prevent the closing of more coal-burning power plants. We're not going to get back to the coal production where we were in this country back in 2008, which was 1.2 billion tons.
As you said, Trump talks about bringing back the coal industry by getting rid of a lot of rules. Here he is signing a resolution that rolled back protections for streams and waterways from coal ash waste.
This is HJ Resolution 38, and that will eliminate another terrible job-killing rule, saving many thousands of American jobs, especially in the mines, which I've been promising you. The mines are a big deal. I've had support from some of you folks right from the very beginning.
Many environmental groups, including some in Illinois, have raised concerns about this. What's your response?
The purpose of the rule was to protect streams in Appalachia, where there's a form of mining called mountaintop mining, which you literally blow the top of a mountain off and remove the coal seam. We don't have mountains in Illinois. We don't have the problems of mining and filling in streams in the state of Illinois like they do out east. And the regulations would have made it difficult, if not impossible, to obtain a coal mining permit in the future.
In that clip we heard, and in other speeches, the president has promised to save mining and coal jobs. What's happened to those jobs in Illinois in the last year?
The actual job numbers in Illinois, we lost 119 jobs from January 1st through September 30th. Now, we may have spiked up a little bit that last quarter. I haven't seen the final figures. They haven't been released yet by the federal government. But we probably will be pretty close to what we had for employment. We kind of expect that's going to happen. We did have one coal mine close down during the year. There's another one in the stages of closing. So we don't see any large increases in employment to come about. And the other thing, too, is our coal mines are very productive. The improvements made over the years that you can mine more with less people, and that's going to be the case going forward. So I don't expect any large increases in employment, but we will certainly keep the jobs that we have.
Will we see this resurgence of the coal industry in Illinois, or will it hold steady or decline?
I see it holding steady and perhaps improving a little bit. One of the other challenges we have are low natural gas prices. Natural gas prices over the years has been very volatile, and we expect those to increase. And as natural gas prices increase, coal plants will be put in operation, because what consumers want is the lowest price electricity out there, and for most of the time, it's off of coal. In Illinois, we have excess capacity, so I don't see us building any new coal-burning power plants. So what we're focused on is to maintain the fleet that's out there now.
That was Phil Gannett for the Illinois Coal Association for a series called State of Trump, which considers how the first year of the Trump administration has affected Illinois. For more, head to nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.